The question was asked, what is unique, what is special about the Kotel, the Western Wall? So the Medrash tells us that Shechinah lo zaza mikotel ha-maravi, that Hashem's presence never left the Western Wall, which we assume to mean our, the same Western Wall we have now. The Western Wall, from our perspective, represents that idea that the Shechinah is still there, waiting for us, that Hashem's presence is still there at the Temple Mount. It happens to be that it's the closest place we can get to, according to our tradition. Now, this breaks down into two points. This breaks down into the practical aspect, but also the custom that they had, that they would not go up to Har HaBayis, even in parts where they thought they knew this was the Holy of Holies and this was an area where we'd be permitted to go. Much of Har HaBayis was not entered in the last two centuries. Ever since the Gra's disciples came to Israel, there was a custom not to go up there. As I heard from the 7th or 8th generation disciple of the Gra, Rav Avram Shapiro, the chief rabbi of Israel, he said that even when he was a child, and this goes back almost a century ago, they would not go up on that side of the Temple Mount, even where they knew it was permitted, to the point where even if an animal had ran away there, if one of their sheep or something had gone there, the Arabs would bring it back, they would not go there. They did not go on that side of the mountain. So from our perspective, that's the closest we can get. It happens to be pretty close because the western side is very close to the Holy of Holies. There's very little gap, meaning the whole gap, the whole build of the temple was you would approach from the eastern side and keep going westward, it kept getting holier. So the western wall is the walls just behind the Holy of Holies. It's very close. So the western wall has the concept of Hashem's presence being there. It also has the concept of being the representation of the whole temple from our perspective. And Am Yisrael comes there and davens there. So now it has even greater greater meaning to us, the fact that Am Yisrael has been davening there all these years. So you can say, from the perspective of its being the closest we can get to the temple, the perspective of it being the place that says the Shechina is still there by the Western Wall. And you also have a third aspect, which it would seem is slightly less than that, which is the aspect that it's the shul, the great shul of the Jewish people, that the Jewish people have been gathering there for years to pray there. So I'm saying it has all three elements.